Hey there, it's Liston Witherell with Sales DNA. I'm here with my partner, Josh Braun, also with Sales DNA. Fancy wave you have there. And today, Josh, we've had a question that's come up with a recent client that we have, and that is, why aren't my emails resonating? Why is my response rate low? Why aren't I getting more meetings out of these emails? And basically, it's just not clicking with the people that they're reaching out to. Do you have any idea why this is the case?
Well, my first thought on this listing when this client came in was maybe they're not sending enough emails. Like, are they just sending one? But we found out, I think they're sending like 10,000 emails an hour or some crazy thing like that.
Yeah.
They're sending a significant amount of emails. So it doesn't appear to be like an activity issue.
Well, then what could it be is what we want to know, right? So we kind of looked at the emails, and what we found is they're lacking something important.
Yeah, and that's what we want to talk about today as a very effective technique for getting any of your communications noticed. And it's called using a trigger event.
Mm-hmm.
A trigger event essentially is something that you noticed about your prospect that you might be able to help them with. And what we're going to do today is each give you some examples of what some of those trigger events would be and how you can use those trigger events to ladder how your product or service might help them do that trigger event, that thing, better.
And one thing
we call it, go ahead.
One thing I want everybody to know as they're watching this is, you know, the trigger events are very highly dependent on what you're selling, what your company does, who you're selling to. And so what we found is this group of ideas that we're going to share with you work in most cases. May not, you know, every one, single one may not apply to you, but they tend to work in most cases.
Yeah, the idea here is it's about relevance. We want to be able to find out something going on at the company that's timely, that ladders back to how we might be able to help. And we're going to have six examples. I'm going to go through three trigger events, and Liston's going to go through three as well. So I guess we'll just jump into this, Liston, and I'll start with the first
one. Go on and get it.
All right, so take a look at the types of conferences that your prospects are going to, and take a look at the speakers that are speaking at those conferences and what they're trying to do and what they're speaking about, and use that as a way to ladder back to your product or service. By way of example, let's say, for instance, you noticed that a CEO was speaking at MicroConf in the spring through your research and looking at conferences. A trigger event might be something as simple as, hey, John, I noticed that in the spring you are speaking at MicroConf. That's an example of a trigger event. That's a timely event happening in the form of a conference. We call that the why now. Like, why am I reaching out to you now of all times? So the why now is you're speaking in a few months. Then the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to take that trigger event, and again, this is just one example of six we're going to share, which is the conference one, and I'm going to ladder it to how I might be able to help. So I might say, I help people that are presenting at conferences look better on stage by polishing up their keynote presentations. So again, the trigger event was his presentation, and the response, it's almost like a call and a response. And my response is, that's exactly how I can help you do that thing better. So that's conference. Liston, what do you think of that?
I like that. And actually, so we also have a podcast, and I'm using conferences as a way to find potential guests, right? So I'm reaching out to people and saying, hey, I noticed that you're speaking at the Base CRM conference. You seem to know a lot about inside sales. Would you be interested in being a guest on our podcast? You already have your material prepared, basically. Like, we'd love to have you. So I've said, why now, right? I see that you're speaking at this conference. Why you? You'd be perfect for this podcast that we're putting together. And it's very little work for you. It's marginal.
Excellent. And those are the two key sentences, right? Like, what's that trigger event and how might you be able to help them? So that's the conference one. Liston, it's your turn. What do you got over there in terms of trigger events?
Well, I got lots of stuff, but one thing that I really like is talking to your customers. So we're big believers in jobs to be done over here at Sales DNA. And one thing you can glean from your customer interviews, particularly people who bought recently, is what was going on in their life that caused them to identify that they had a problem that they should solve and ultimately got them over the hump of buying anxiety and ultimately bought, right? So if you're, I mean, who knows? If you're a CRM, it may be, boy, we had 8,000 rows in our spreadsheet and it just broke, right? It was no longer usable once we added our fifth salesperson. Wow, that's a good piece of information, right? So the more people you add, the less likely it is that your spreadsheet's going to work, right? So whatever it is, if you're talking to your customers, what you'll find is, say, 3, 5, maybe 7 interviews, you'll hear a lot of common themes. Basically, the same 3 to 5 things are happening to everybody. And so that's what I would suggest as kind of a baseline starting place to figure out what some trigger events might be that you can use.
I really like that one. So what that sentence might sound like is, you know, if you're like other marketing directors that we work with, you're struggling with X, Y, and Z. So you're using those customer interviews and the language of the customer to be able to put that into the why now sentence. Now, listen, I think you call it making it easier for the customer to relate to the sentence, or you have a phrase that you use when you use this language.
You're stumping me.
It's like you don't make people work so hard because they are reading language that is kind of going on in their mind.
Right. Don't make them use their imagination is what I say. Thank you for leading me into that. yeah. So that's exactly right. And also there's a little bit of social proof there too, right? You're also saying something like, you're not alone. Other people are also feeling this. It's okay. Right. And so that's exactly right. Hey, we've been talking to lots and lots of insert type of person you're talking to. And they're all having these big, gigantic, hairy problems. I noticed that. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
The next part would be something like, I noticed that because of this, that might be you also, right? Now let me tell you what I can do for you.
And that language is in the voice of the customer, not your marketing team's language.
It is.
That's the key to it.
It is. And, you know, my friend Dan Gamito, I can't take credit for this, but he always says the key to good copy is to get the person to feel like you can describe their problems better than they can. And so if they're reading what you wrote and they go, wow, I've been thinking that for 6 months and I could just never put the words to it, that it's automatically going to sync with them.
Yeah, so customer interviews using the jobs to be done framework, a great way to get at that language. Okay, I got another one, Liston.
Hit me.
Third one.
Hit me.
So this one is their website. So let's say, for instance, you sell a technology that helps companies mobile optimize their site. Mm-hmm. And you stumble across someone's website and you notice that their site isn't mobile optimized. Your trigger sentence might be, hey, I was recently on your website and I noticed that it's not mobile optimized. And then again, why you? That's what we help companies with all the time. And then you can kind of go into how you've helped companies a little bit. Another example might be a big telecom company that I landed a while back. I went on their website and they were selling phone, TV, and internet service. But the page at which they were converting people was very confusing. It was speaking about different types of packages and megabits and megabytes, a lot of telecom jargon. And so the trigger sentence was, I recently spent some time on your site, specifically going through your conversion, you know, your shopping page. And then I actually put a little picture of that in the email. So they saw that I was on their page. Based on what I see, it looks like you might be losing a lot of people at this stage of your funnel.
Right.
That's exactly the type of thing we help telecompanies with all the time to get more people through and increase conversion rates. So again, using things that I'm seeing on their website as ways to reach out in a relevant way and in a timely way, and then laddering it back to how I might be able to help.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you're a web developer, or if you're selling software that helps maybe the front end or public facing site, or helps optimize the site, all that stuff can be observed on the website typically. And so, you know, that's great. You know, there's a tool called builtwith.com, which would allow you to find everybody that has certain keywords on their homepage, for instance, right? So that's another thing that I would add to that is maybe not just observing how they're doing things on their site, but it's a good way of collecting people who would be most relevant to you as well.
Yeah, and I think something else that might be, you know, related to that is if the site has like reviews, if people are talking about the site on like these third-party review sites, like G2 Crowd or these other review sites, you could actually read customer reviews about these products or services and use that as a trigger. You know, I was on G2 site and I've noticed a couple people saying X, Y, and Z, your software was hard to use, or this particular thing gave them some trouble.
Right.
And then you could say that why you, that's exactly what we help people with all the time. We've helped X, Y, and Z with that. Is that something that sounds interesting? And so again, another way to look at what's going on the web, either using tools like you talked about, Listen, or just manually going into reviews and gleaning some of that information.
Yeah, and so kind of related to that too is looking at the actual web technology people are using. So, you know, Josh, you and I, we sell to inside sales teams and teams that are doing active prospecting, outbound seeking meetings, basically. And so one thing that we looked at recently is which companies have Tout App, which is an outbound email app, installed on their website. And we can kind of go through. And so one way is to say, I want to target Tout or Marketo or something, right? That would tell us something about that customer. Either they have people dedicated to this problem because the software is very difficult to use, say like Salesforce or NetSuite. Or they're likely undergoing this activity because the software is so specific. Another thing that you could do, though, is if you're taking an account-based approach where you say, I'd really love to work for Dropbox, right? And I'm selling whatever, marketing something. You can go to their site and bring up all of the technology that's installed and glean a little bit about their stack, right? What are they using? How much are they using it? That kind of thing. And it can kind of guide you around to understand the inner workings, or at least some of the inner workings of that company.
Love that one. All right, I think we're on tip. What are we on, 4 or 5? I think it's your turn.
That was my tip. Web technology was my tip. Why are you trying to steal my thunder, buddy?
All right, I got one. So it's my tip. So I got one. So hiring velocity.
Yes. And what does that mean? What the hell does that mean,
Josh?
So
imagine companies that are hiring lots of certain types of people. So for us, imagine they're hiring lots of SDRs or BDRs or inside salespeople. Might be able to go on a site like Indeed or Monster and see that there's lots of jobs being offered to people. And so that could be a trigger event. Like, hey, I noticed that you are ramping up your SDR team at Acme Inc. Typically when that happens, SDRs take a little bit of long time to get productive. We've got an idea to speed them up to productivity faster. So again, that trigger event related to some type of a problem or something they could do better based on your experience, and then how you might be able to help.
Right. So by hiring velocity too, we mean, is it increasing? Is it decreasing? Are they on a spree this quarter? Have they not hired anybody in a while? Now that one can be a little bit more difficult to observe over time. What we could certainly see is, and this is easy, who's hiring today for a certain position, right? So one other tool that I would recommend for what you're describing, Josh, is in LinkedIn on their hiring pages, you can see what percentage of the company is dedicated to certain roles, right? So it's not going to tell you the velocity necessarily, but it'll tell you the balance internally, like which departments do they focus on and where are they allocating most of their resources in terms of both people and money.
Totally. That shows like as a percentage in LinkedIn.
Right. And you can even see the growth of the total headcount.
It's a great tip. That's a great tip, especially if you're like a recruiter. Like if you could see some of those trends coming up and you are the type of company that places, you know, good quality people.
Right.
You know, I could see a first sentence, a trigger sentence being something like, hey, I noticed you're trying to find, you know, BDRs or SDRs or VPs of sales. You know, that's exactly the type of thing we help companies do. We help find high quality people for this specific role and this specific role only, you know, again, niching down. Again, looking at something that's relevant and relating it to how you might be able to help.
Well, and for bonus points, you can combine some of the things we've talked about already, right? So you could say something like, hey, I noticed that in the last 8 months, you've grown 60% in terms of headcount, and you were one of the fastest growing companies on the Inc. 5000 list. It must be hard to continue to attract great talent at this pace. You know, here's something we can do to help you attract more and better talent. Something like that.
And again, I think the theme of all of these things are starting with, we're getting right into what we notice that's relevant to the prospect. Listen, you got any more, or are we out of tips for today?
Oh, we are not out of tips, Josh. We have
got one.
we have more where that came from.
You got one more? All right.
I do. So the last one is kind of a mishmash of different things that we can observe, but the big bucket I would say is company news. And so when I think about company news, I think about it in a few different ways. So one obviously is like, go to Google News, type in the company name or type in their stock ticker symbol or however you want to find them and see where are they in the media. But I think a better way to do it is like with LinkedIn Sales Navigator. If I'm adding leads, it'll automatically update me, hey, these people have posted things about their company, or the company, you know, this person at this company, their company page posted this thing that you should know about. So that's one way to look at it. Another way that we've been using recently, and I know this is not a mystery to a lot of people listening to this, but still a really powerful tool, is crunchbase.com. So looking at funding events, looking at, you know, when's the last time they got funding? Who were their investors? Sort of what is their strategy? And you can get updates automatically pushed to you when new people or new companies meet your criteria. So if you say, show me everybody who's had a Series B in San Francisco of at least 5 million, right? We can automatically get updates to our inbox saying, hey, a new company meets your criteria. You should reach out to them. Go ahead.
I love that. I think that's fantastic. And you could set that up automatically in LinkedIn with these alerts, especially if you have LinkedIn Sales Navigator, you can get that pushed right to your inbox. And again, this is about timely and relevance.
Absolutely. And if LinkedIn is listening to this, we are looking for sponsors, so we'd be happy to have you. But just to be clear, we're not getting paid for recommending any of these tools, but they are extremely valuable in terms of your targeting and finding prospects and really having that great thing to say to someone that's going to resonate with them and really be about them.
Yeah. So today we talked about the importance and criticality of using trigger events to increase your response rates. We talked about six of them, conferences, hiring velocity, website, and Liston mentioned three as well, customer interviews, using technology and company news. And in the show notes, we'll put these. And also, Liston, do you think we should give people a couple of examples of email templates that are using triggers to evoke responses?
Yeah, I think we can do that. And you can grab that on this page. And it is going to be very helpful for you if you are also sending 10,000 emails a minute and not getting a response.
All right, awesome. This was fun, Liston.
It was fun. I think you did a great job, Josh.
I appreciate that. That was a good trigger event.
All right, man. Until next time.